Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and today we have a very special guest. What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? Fear holds so many of us back from living the life that our souls just cry out to live. Stay tuned for the show today and learn to live and to be epic. As I said, we have a very special guest today, and she's an award-winning author and researcher. She's considered to be the Oprah of talk radio, and she's an internationally recognized expert in the field of human potential. The special guest is Dr. Pat Basile. She's an amazing woman, and she makes a positive difference by helping others realize their dreams. To Pat, there's no such thing as failure. There are simply people, places, and things that are placed in our path to help us understand our true nature and what we're meant to do in this lifetime. Dr. Patients break through their limiting crust so they can reach their unlimited potential. Her specialty is assisting people to face their challenges with courage. She starts by helping them identify their limiting thoughts, actions, and beliefs, which she calls the crust. And that's the thing that keeps you stuck. She then shows people or organizations how to break up the crust and remove the erroneous thinking and all those chunks that block who we really are, so that you're then able to envision and manifest the life that you truly want. The underlying question that Pat explores, whether in a one-on-one coaching session or with a group of senior executives, is what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Through her dynamic, insightful, and exciting radio shows, speaking engagements, seminars for small and large groups, and one-on-one sessions with clients, she helps people eliminate all the yeah, buts, and shouldas, and couldas, and wouldas from their thinking. And she shows people how to make a contract with themselves so they can remove the word can't from their lives. Pat's passion is to help others come from their own personal, she helps people come out of your story and to get unstuck. And she's helped me do that in conversations that I've been blessed to have with her. She's a native of New York City, and she's worked her way up the corporate ladder until 1992, when a downsizing turned her life upside down. She knew she was at a crossroads and asked herself the question, do I sit here and blame the company, my boss, and my parents, and the general unfairness of life for my misery? Or do I try something else? And she chose to try something else, which put her on the path of doing the work that she loves, which is helping people and organizations remove those limiting beliefs and experience the world of unlimited potential. It's such an honor to have you on the show today, Dr. Pat. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I had to think for a minute. Is this me she's talking about? Or
I feel like I was leaving out so much. There's so much more that I could have said. Yes, it's you I'm talking about.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Pat, what do you mean by epic?
Well, you know, I think the best way to talk about it is by sharing a story. Because I think, you know, that you could go on the internet and you could look it up and you could give a definition, which I'm more than glad to do. But let's just talk about it from a very personal place. And I mean, imagine yourselves as so many of you maybe have had to think about in the past couple of years. You know, imagine yourself as thinking that life was going to go a certain way. You know, you had the house, the car, the relationship, the children, the 401, the account, the stock market, whatever it is you had. Or you had a job that you knew was paying your bills, but the point was that you were in a mode where you think things were pretty much taken care of. You know, all of a sudden your life changes or the environment changes. And all of a sudden that what you thought you had doesn't seem much like a future anymore. And I think that's what we're talking about in terms of what the world, but specifically this country, has been feeling since 2008 in so many ways. Some people say, Dana, that the ripple effect goes back further than that. But for a lot of folks, the very foundation of what they thought this country was about was and continues to be rocking a bit from side to side. And that rocking has caused their world to shake a bit. And so, you know, as we look at our lives and we think about what it means to live an epic life, you know, to actually have that word come to mean something, I think that it stems to, or at least points to, the place that we haven't been able to think big enough about ourselves and our lives to become fully empowered. The other thing it also means is that if you look at where we are and you kind of fast forward to now, what is it? It used to be you could go to the movie and just watch a movie. Now you go to a movie and it's in 3D. But more importantly, now it's in 4D. I don't even know what 4D is. You know, I mean, what is 4D anyway? But, I mean, if it's 3D, 4D, 5D, how many Ds? The point is, what was okay 10 years ago and absolutely great 5 years ago and then phenomenal 3 years ago is not enough. You know, we are looking for those epic moments in time, epic movies, epic relationships, global things happening in an epic way. And it's come to mean something more in our day-to-day lives. I mean, look it. You turn on the television from time to time, and you're watching it, and the word epic is now used to reference what some of us used to think was pretty okay a couple of years ago. So what does it mean when we're talking about this idea of epic? Well, let's just break it down real simple for a minute. This is a simple verse, you know, just simply break it down. You know, when we hear the word epic and we're looking at events, right, in our lives, you know, we're looking at things that are heroic, that are majestic, that are impressively great. And the time now is to take that idea and look at it for ourselves. You see, all of us, I think, get captivated by the mundaneness of our lives. You know, think about that. Captivated by the mundaneness of our lives. Yes. You know, if you look at that, sure. We think that we get up every day, we go to work, we go to a job, and we come home. Then we have things we're going to do at home. We're captivated by it. You know, the mundaneness and the mediocrity of our lives becomes the norm. And I think what we're finding here, Lynette, is that people are not willing to settle anymore. You know, there have been more books published, more inquiries into consciousness, you know, more spiritual programming, more of you know, I'm trying to find my purpose, how can I do it, than ever before. And actually, I don't think it's a correlation to the economy. I think it's a correlation to what people are longing for and are willing to step up and say, I really do want that unusual, that extreme feeling about my purpose in life. So epic to me, and also when I talk about the epic world, it isn't about getting more or doing more. It's about being more.
Mm, absolutely. And that how we're being is what creates our life. And I can see how so many people are hungry for a new way of being, to not be fed just on junk food and junk TV and just living their regular life, that there's a deep passion inside that's wanting to come out of people. I know that in your personal work, well, with organizations and one-on-one coaching, that's so much what you've helped people do and helped organizations do.
It's actually for me, my own journey through what not to do in life has led me to this point.
So, can you just give an example of what you learned not to do that helped you to be into your greatness?
Yeah, well, how long do we have in the show?
We have three minutes to break.
Exactly.
Oh, how long do you have in the show?
Let me give you the short version of, let's start with self-doubt. I mean, how much self-doubt can a person have in any given day? Or how many times in my life have I not paid attention to my intuition and my heart? Or how many times have I really thought about achieving that high place in the corporate ladder and having money and things be the thing that drives me? Not that money and things are not necessary. I think this is a fundamental mistake all of us make, that when we're in the spiritual realm. I mean, some of the greatest millionaires on this planet go back to the, Abrahams and the Moses of the world. So somehow we got a little confused about money and the difference between money and having good income for doing good work in the world and greed. And so, things that I look back at my life and I say, wow, these have been enormous, epic lessons that my soul has had to learn. If you even want to go back to 2008, my body failed me, my relationship failed me, and my finances failed me. I mean, is there something else left to, if they call that three strikes.
That's a wake-up call.
It definitely is. But I have to tell you, those experiences have led me to be where I am today, and including healing my body, healing myself, being a proponent for natural health, and much more.
Absolutely. And I just love the way that you've taken those experiences and turned it into a way of helping so many other people to have their breakthroughs as well.
Yeah. Honestly, when you take a look at the things that I say, I certainly don't say it from the academic perspective. My life and what I do in each moment is based on, my soul's guidance to continue to contribute, but also to learn from what I've experienced. I learned from somebody a long time ago. Someone said to me, you actually can't really take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. And I think because I said that all the time, the laws of the universe said, okay, we're going to show this chick what that's about.
Wow, and you got it. Well, it's break time. We're going to come right back in just a couple minutes, and we're going to hear more about the epic world, Be Epic, Live Epic, with Dr. Pat Basile. Stay tuned.
Come down, Selecta.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Bandam Selecta.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have the most wonderful guest, someone that I absolutely adore, and it's such a privilege to talk with her. It's Dr. Pat Basile, and it's hard to even know how to tell you about her because she's so many things. She's an award-winning author and researcher. She's been a radio show host for years. She's considered the Oprah of talk radio, and she's pioneered things like crust busting and other different pathways for people in the world of psychology and human development. And she is here today blessing us with her great wisdom. So, Pat, you were sharing before break about how spirit allowed you to learn in the way that you had been speaking about so often, which was experience.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is so important to point out is, you know, the word epic has been part of who I am for a lot of reasons. And what I mean by that is, you know, a couple years back, I was looking at spending my life in a wheelchair, the rest of my life in a wheelchair, if at all alive at all. I would go to bed at night not really sure that I would wake up alive. And I think when I began the healing journey and, you know, being less about me and more about the world, there is a transformation that happens that is epic. I mean, you learn that each of us has a level of consciousness that we can call upon to do things that are epic and miraculous. And so the word epic to me has been defined as in 4 points. You know, each letter of the word has come to mean something special. You know, the E for me stands for empowerment. And it's a word that is used a lot, but it's not used in the way that I think it was meant to use. you know, it's a word that means be accountable for your life. Mm-hmm. It's a word that means take a look at your life and make sure you have a plan for it. You know, it's a word that means it's not the opposite of powerlessness. Personal empowerment is about looking and educating yourself, understanding what's out in the world, staying on top of it, and getting informed so that you can be intelligently accountable for the things you do. You know, the word epic and the letter P has something that I learned from my stepmother.
Well, before we go to the P, I want to make sure I'm clear on the empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So I've thought of empowerment as going from, you know, being a victim where you're thinking that everything outside is causing your circumstance, and that personal empowerment is knowing that you're 100% responsible and that you can be at cause for the things in your life. It sounds like you have a little bit of a different interpretation, or is...
I think there is a different interpretation because, you know, you can't just be accountable without being educated and informed.
Mm.
So to me, personal empowerment, you know, has four or five different components to it. You know, if you'd have said to me, okay, you know, yeah, you're going to die, but, you know, suck it up, be accountable for your life. What does that mean? That means that I find out what it is that is wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I also find out what it is that's not wrong with me. You know, I also take a moment and really discover myself at a very deep level. I mean, this is the aspect of personal empowerment that nobody wants to talk about. And then the last thing is, this is always about taking action. You know, personal empowerment is never about analyzing. It's always about taking action. But the action that you take is action that when you do it, you know it's the right thing. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to me.
I like that. I like that interpretation. I may have thought many times that people don't have choice if they don't know they have a choice, if they're not educated to know that.
Personal empowerment comes within yourself. It results in a self-reliance, which assumes responsibility, making your own decisions. You need to be informed, understand, and knowing where you are heading. You know, it is the coming to the realization that something in your life has got to change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pick one of those and call it personal empowerment.
I get it. I understand. That makes sense to me. My partner, Paige, described to me before that he was a dancer years ago, and he said when he would do a dance, you have to learn maybe, you know, 7 to 10 different parts of the dance, but you do it all as one movement. So you learn all the different pieces, but it's actually one movement.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. Let me get to the P. You know, the P is perseverance. And I learned this a long time ago from my stepmom, and I don't know that we have enough time to really talk about it here, but a part of living an epic life and being epic is understanding that some days you've got to push through whether you want to or not. You know, some days you have to look at your life, and maybe you've had one thing after the other completely begin to fail you. You know, whether it's friends, relationships, finances, loved ones, you know, it doesn't matter. That is the place, that level of perseverance, that's where the rubber's going to meet the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is it. And then when you look at that, you go to the next thing, which is intention. And that's the I in epic. You know, intention is thrown around a lot. But I will tell you that if you set the intention as, you know, remember I told you what I used to walk around saying. You know, if you set the intention that you can't take anybody to a place you haven't gone yourself, and you want to be out in the world, and you want to help people live their epic life, well, then the universe is going to provide you with everything you need to do that. It's going to strip away your finances. It's going to strip away your relationship. It's going to maybe even strip away everything you own, including your friends. What it won't take away from you is your soul. And that's where intention must be set. It's not about, do I want to gain $1 million in the stock market? It's intention is as personal as empowerment. And so it's a deep felt place of blending things together so that you do know where you're going. And then the C is something that when I told the team what the C in EPIC stood for, I had, let's say, mixed results from folks. The C is for consciousness. And many folks wanted me to change that. They thought, what are you going to do? How are you going to take that into corporations? I say, well, I'm going to take it into any place that wants to have a conversation about what EPIC means. And consciousness is, if in fact, not the most important right up there component of this. Because basically for most of my life, I was pretty unconscious. And so when we use a term like consciousness, it automatically has to do, for a lot of people, this place is true of spirituality that only the Dalai Lama can go. But that's not it at all. That's not been my journey. And so what I want to say about it in the short time that we have is it is wherever you are at a place of consciousness. The question is, what place or what level of consciousness do you have to get to so that you can be fully empowered, so that you can set an intention that will get you to where you want to go, and so that you can have the absolutely incredible ability to persevere through it all. So you see, consciousness to me is related to wherever you are in those other places. And so it was okay enough for me in my corporate world to have a level of consciousness that was the equivalent of how much money I wanted to make there or what level of the corporation I wanted to go to. So my level of consciousness that I had to do that fit perfectly. That's not my intention today in the world. So if my level of consciousness is not where it should be, then I'm not going to be able to heal myself. I'm not going to be able to create a network called Transformation Talk Radio. And even if I did, nobody would come and host on it. So see how all these tie together?
I do. We only have 2 minutes till break, but so I want to make sure I'm understanding the consciousness and the way that you're describing it. Is it more like the level of energetic vibration that you're at, or is it an awareness or combination of the two?
It's actually a combination of more than that, and we can talk about that. What it really does point to is it points to the level of interconnectedness of mind, of body, and of soul. You know, and it is the energy of all of that working together to get you to the place, to get you to the intention that you want to be at. So like for me, for example, if my job is to get promoted up the ladder, and as a result of that, to get money for it, that if that's my intention to do that, then my level of mind, body, and soul consciousness, the integration of that energy, is going to be limited to that. But if I say to myself, and I truly set an intention, and I mean that I want to make a lot of money in my corporate job, and I want to get promoted really, really high so that I can take 90% of my wages and fund the nonprofit of my choice, or travel around the world and help people, you know, that don't have water to drink, then that requires a different level. You see?
I do, and I love that. And it's break time, and I have chills. I'm excited to get back to this in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and today we have Dr. Pat Basile, who began the network Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Hold on, Selecta.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and today our guest is Dr. Pat Basile, and she is the one who created Transformation Talk Radio. And we're here doing the show. The show exists because of Dr. Pat and her dream and her vision. There's so many wonderful talents and things that I could say about Dr. Pat. She's, you know, an author, a healer, a coach, so many things. But today she's here sharing about the epic world, the be epic and live epic. And before we go any further, I want to make sure people know how to contact you. So could you share your contact information?
Oh, thank you. That's great. Well, I would love to send everybody to the drpatshow.com website. And you could get there simply by typing in drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Or go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, sign up for the newsletter, because what you're going to find is each week what we do is we provide you with information about upcoming shows, about events. A lot of the hosts have incredible free information and other items they pay forward to people. And by being part of that in advance, you kind of get the inside scoop on things. So, you know, everything is really free. There's no membership involved. You download as many shows as you want, and you just have a blast with it. And feel free to connect with the host directly, and that's kind of what this is all about. So thank you for asking.
Wonderful. And there's so much information on in your newsletter and on your site to help people live the epic life that they're longing for. It is a great start, and have that support and a community. So, again, that's Dr. Pat. Is it drpatlive.com?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. drpatlive.com. And is there a period after the DR?
No, just drpatlive.com.
Okay, drpatlive.com. Be sure to go and check that out and sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, and if you actually Google Dr. Pat, you'll see us just pop right up there at top.
I'm sure that there's a lot that would pop up about you because you're a very busy woman. You have so much that you're doing. And actually, that reminds me of something I want to ask you. Somebody was telling me recently that in Chinese medicine, busyness was seen as a disease. And you have so much that you're doing. You know, you're the Oprah of talk radio, and you have private coaching clients, and give talks, you know, I don't know how many places, but certainly around the United States, and you've done writing and all sorts of things. So how do you manage to balance, you know, having this epic life with just being balanced and peaceful and healthy and having time for friends and moving in a calm, relaxed way through your life?
Well, remember, I lost my relationship, most of my finances, and got deathly ill. And so, what is there to do? No, I'm just joking.
Well, I know you've put it all together and created so much since then.
No, absolutely. I was just joking. I was just teasing you right there. Well, you know, let's talk about what the Chinese are talking about for a minute. Or any culture that talks about busyness, right? I think we need to clarify the difference between busyness and flow. There's a huge difference. I don't do busy work. Everything I do around, I don't know what some people call a job, a career, everything I do is absolutely in the spirit of flow. When I'm, you know, I did broadcast, it started broadcasting 9 o'clock on Saturday and didn't finish till 7. We had 3-minute breaks in between. And when Heather and I were done, we kind of looked at each other and we said, wow, is it really over? Did this much, do you believe what time it is? Because you see, when you are doing what you love and you have that place where things are integrated, empowerment, for example, perseverance, intention, and consciousness, when those are no longer individual constructs and they become one, then what you have is the flow of your life, because there is no busyness in flow. You know, you're not going to tell Georgia O'Keeffe if she's painting 12 hours a day, wow, Georgia, honey, let me tell you, you spent 12 hours, you're too busy. You're not going to tell her that. Or, you know, if you're talking to Mozart, and Mozart is just playing, and, you know, hours and hours, you know, do you say, wow, you're caught up in the busyness, right? You're not going to do that.
I love this. I love what you're saying. This is so helpful for me personally, and I'm sure that for all the people listening, I love this. There's no busyness in flow.
There is no busyness in flow. And I think that, you know, what you're looking at is you're looking at the term, the difference between busy and busyness, as I believe it was meant. Right? There is a difference. You know, when you look at busy, you're looking at being engaged in an action. Right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at, right? You're looking at this idea of you're engaged in an action. Okay, what I think, you know, one is saying is that if you are in the busyness mode, then you are so engaged in so many actions that there's no time for the mind to be at peace. There's no time to be in the present moment because we're busy. But honestly, when you look at people that are in sports or, you know, that are doing what they love, if you said to them you are in the busyness, it's almost an offense. Mm-hmm. Because the busyness and the way it's talked about, you know, it's distracting. You know, that's the reference. And there's a big difference between busyness and flow.
Oh, I love that. I just have chills. This is incredible wisdom and so helpful for me with the work that I've been doing, because I've been really struggling to balance that, and what you're saying makes so much sense.
I actually don't believe in balance. I actually think balance is overrated. You know, because the people that tell us to be balanced are a lot of people that don't understand harmony and don't understand integration or don't understand synthesis. And so when you tell a mother that she has to have balance in her life, and you're looking at the job that she works, the child she takes care of, all of the other things going on, what you really want to say to her is, what part of that day do you take out for you? Mm-hmm. And does it have to be in an equivalent to what you do in your job? See, that's what balance means. That means if you're doing all those things, I grew up in New York, right? You want to know what my favorite thing to do was in the cement jungle of New York? Actually, one of the few things you could do. Climbing the monkey bars and getting on the seesaw as a kid, right? Do you know what monkey bars are?
I do. I used to climb them, too.
Two of my favorite things to do. Get at the top of the monkey bars and get on the seesaw, right? And so understand balance. If you wanted that thing to be straight, that seesaw, you would have to be on one end, and I would have to be on the other, and one of us would either have to move up or we would have to be the same weight in order for us to be level. That's what we're trying to feed people right now, is that get balance, have everything be at the same level. And I'm going to go back to Georgia O'Keeffe. Georgia, I don't think you should paint 12 hours a day, because guess what? You're not gardening three. You're not doing your paying attention to your household for two. Really? Is that what the soul wants us to do? I don't think so. You know, epic doesn't mean balance. Epic means finding out what your contribution is about, what the level of consciousness is that's required. Feed your soul, fuel your passion, and understand the exact moment of flow. Because flow really is, this is something I learned when I was really, really sick. My mantra was, I'm in the present moment of every breath I take. I'm in the present moment of every breath I take.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We only have, once again, we're up, the breaks come too soon with you. Seems like we've only spoken for 1 minute. It's 2 minutes till break, and I don't know that that's enough time, but on the last break you mentioned something about organic discipline, and I was wondering if that fits in with this flow.
It does. I mean, it's kind of a strange term, isn't it? I was actually talking about discipline as it related to perseverance, because it does require a certain discipline. But if you understand the power of perseverance isn't the traditional, okay, let's push forward. In order for one to persevere, to achieve a full epic intention of their lives, you have to call upon everything you know and everything you don't know. And what that means is it's fueled by faith. Mm. It is absolutely fueled by faith. So when I talk to you about organic discipline, what I'm saying is that you have to know that in any given day there are things you're going to do, and the discipline around that is to do them. But you also have to be flexible enough to be in the moment to shift when you need to shift. Because sometimes unusual things happen. So this idea of organically disciplined, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm such a maverick when it comes to discipline that I like the flexibility. But part of the discipline is knowing that you have to be disciplined enough to go with the flow. We don't ever learn that. Mm-hmm. We learned you got to be disciplined. Eat this. Don't do this. Go exercise. Do this. But are you going to sacrifice, and that's busyness, by the way,
yes,
that busyness moment, if an opportunity shows up in front of you to speak in front of a million people about radical forgiveness, tell me what you're going to do. See the difference?
Mm-hmm. I do. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. We're right up to break time. We're talking to the wonderful Dr. Pat Basile. You can find her at the Dr. Pat. Was it the Dr. Pat Show or Dr. Pat?
Yeah, you can go to the drpatshow.com.
Okay, the drpatshow.com. Be sure to check her out and get on her newsletter, the drpatshow.com. We'll be right back after this short break.
Bonum Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bumdum Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have Dr. Pat Basile, and it's because of her that Transformation Talk Radio exists. It's because of her that we have this show and that we can be talking with you today. Pat's done so many wonderful things with her life, and she's sharing with us today how we can do some of the same by living our own epic life, being epic, living epic. And she has an acronym. It's for EPIC, it's empowerment, perseverance, intention, and consciousness. And if you are just tuning in, you can get the replay, the download on the Transformation Talk Radio site. And you want to go to the drpatshow.com and sign up for her newsletter. And there'll be so much free information for you and free downloads of so many shows, all the shows, and just a way to help support you and get you started on your journey, or help you further your journey wherever you are on it. And on the break, Pat just continues to share the most enlightening, wonderful information, and she was just talking with me about consciousness and the flow, and everything she's saying is so much what I need to be hearing right now. And for everybody else listening, I hope that you're also just opening your heart and really taking in her words. So could you say again what you said to me about that consciousness?
Well, I think that, you know, here's what I want to say to everybody listening to the show. You know, if you listen to the Dr. Pat Show, you really get a dose of who I am. you know, 1 minute I'm singing on air to a Radiohead song called Creep. And, you know, the next minute I'm talking about consciousness because, you know, what I've learned about myself is, you know, I really am a girl from the Bronx. Grew up in New Jersey, and for whatever reason, I heard a voice here and there and started to say yes to it. But I will tell you that for me is that, you know, being able to talk about the things I'm talking about come from a very deep personal place. And I have joked about, you know, the whole relationship thing and so forth and so on air. And I think we do have to stop for a minute and laugh at our lives a little bit, you know, joke a little bit, take a step back and saying, you know, being epic is also about looking at the lighter side of life. You know, one of the things that somebody said to me, why are you using the word, perseverance? Maybe you should have used perspective, because isn't perspective, you know, what people have to change? And I said, well, yeah, I could have used perspective. I could have used a whole bunch of things. But here's where perspective comes in. It comes in the term empowerment. How we look at the world, it makes all the difference in the world. How we hold ourselves in the light of other people or in the privacy of our own home makes all the difference. You know, I remember one day just not being able to get out of the busyness of my life. So I picked myself up and I took myself and sat in the closet. You know, because it was like, oh my gosh, you know, how do I get away from this life I created? Nobody else created it. I did. And I took myself away and sat in the closet. And honestly, I still do that, just for those of you out there. It's a place that is, first of all, it shuts you out from the world. And you get to be at a place. Now, some people go to other places. Some people meditate. I am not a good meditator. I mean, for years, I mispronounced that word. I used to call it mediator. And until I think it was Deepak Chopra, somebody corrected me. But the point is not that. This is not about perfection. This is what I love. I'm not perfect. I never have been. And yet, at every moment, I know that I am perfection. Because I'm made in the vein of a consciousness that is much greater than I am. The other thing that I just want to share is, you know, for years I read a book, I read an author called Manly P. Hall. And I read him, and one of the things he says, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but one of the things he says, I truly resonated with. And he says that, you know, life is not merely what it seems to be to all of us. You know, what's hidden from our eyes, you know, by the materiality in the world is a wonderful world that only the dreamer can see, the soul of the mystic. And he goes on to say that, you know, man, woman never becomes truly great without sorrow, suffering, and loneliness. They are the builders of character. And we never become truly great until our hearts are broken. That's the supreme test. And honestly, I never thought that was true, but I will tell you that it is at that level of heartbreak for me that has enabled me to show up authentically in life. Whether it's singing Radiohead on air or playing some of, you know, the most conscious music on the planet, the point is ask yourself who you are and then allow yourself to show up as that person.
Mm. So beautiful, Pat. So beautiful. You just flow through all these just very huge topics. So for everybody listening, be sure you go to the drpatshow.com and get on her newsletter, because she has so much to share that is something you need to get a regular dose of. You can't just get it all and listening to 1 hour show. And I'm going to listen to this show again, Pat. I feel really touched. I feel like you're speaking directly the things that I need to hear in my personal life. I have gotten a message from Spirit over and over to flow, and I have not seen an example of that. And so my mind hasn't, I don't know, it's like without a picture, somehow I just wasn't the fear, maybe just the fear with my mind was so much that I was focusing on that more than on the faith and trusting the flow. And your words have spoken to me in such a way that I feel that it's increased my faith. It's deepened my faith. And I really, I appreciate that enormously.
Well, you know that faith and fear cannot coexist.
Yes.
They're on two opposite ends of the continuum, right? You know, it's a seesaw thing that we talked about. I mean, they're on two opposite ends, and we get to choose which degree. You know, those are kind of interesting words. There have been parts of my life where I didn't have faith in myself. I actually didn't have faith in myself to do much of anything, including launching this network. Sometimes I would turn to my friends or my prayer partner, and I'd say, you know what? You have got a hold of faith for me where I don't have it today. Can you do that? And that's what I want to say to folks. I didn't get here alone. There is a team of remarkable people behind Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show. I show up because all of the folks that support this endeavor, we're all on the same page. But I will tell you that I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't have some amazing people. And I stand on their shoulders. You know, that's why I get to do what I need to do. I stand on the shoulders of all of the folks. I stand on the shoulders of all the listeners because none of this would be real. We have the best listeners on the planet. And I got to meet some of them this weekend. And honestly, I cried all day Monday after this event. And that's part of, you know, what living an epic life means. It's truly get in touch with your feelings and let your soul call you forth and you will hear it. I mean, even if it's stuff you don't want to hear, you're going to hear it. Our job is to say yes to that thing which absolutely is pulling us forward to our life's path. And yes, we have to be afraid sometimes. It has been a huge catalyst for me, Lynette. And I want to thank you so much for all that you're doing. It is because of you and the work you're doing, so many people are finding the path to freedom. And, you know, I support you wholly, everything you do. I believe in you. I believe in your work. And the world needs you now.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. We're right at the hour. And I'm taking in your words, and they're going straight into my heart. And I adore you so much that it's an extra gift to hear such a compliment, such a blessing from you. To vote you.
Let's rock on together, sister.
That sounds like fun. Thanks for being on the show today. Go to thedrpatshow.com. Get on her newsletter. There's so much information there. And, you know, even if you can't look at it every day, set a time for yourself at least once a week where you can sit down and listen to a show and read some information and really feed yourself. Dr. Pat's put something fabulous together for you there. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Pat.
It's an honor.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, the national best-selling author of Calling in the One, Catherine Woodward Thomas, will be joining us to share feminine empowerment. Catherine has been and continues to be a national leader in feminine empowerment. You don't want to miss this show. Tune in next Friday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for Opening to Ecstasy. Many blessings. I'll meet you here again next week.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.